Victor knows the fine details of insuring firms like yours. For over 60 years, Victor has provided outstanding service and broad, flexible, and innovative professional liability solutions to engineering firms and ACEC members. As a Victor insured, you have access to free, on-demand continuing education courses, automated contract reviews, and endless risk management tools and resources to help manage projects and grow your business. Visit www.victorinsuranceus.com/ACEC to learn more.
Welcome to Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies, brought to you from our 2021 fall conference in Marco Island, Florida, by Victor Insurance Managers, one of the largest and most experienced underwriting managers of professional liability and specialty insurance programs in the world. And this morning, I'm very pleased to be joined by Terry Niemeyer. Talking about today is the ACEC Retirement Trust Student Debt Solution. And Terry is someone who has actually used this, and his firm, KCI Technologies, is you've used this to actually help your employees deal with not only their own student debt, which is of course significant, especially these days, and then also to help encourage participation in retirement savings plans, and to benefit the company. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how you were involved with this. So I understand you were involved is really with the trust, in setting this up, developing it. Tell us a little bit about the program, kind of how it came about, and how you're applying it to your firm.
So once a year, we do a poll of all of our employees, and we ask an open ended question, and the open ended question is always, what benefit that we don't offer, do you think we should offer? And so they came back with replies, but surprisingly, student debt assistance came up over and over again. And so we knew we had a demand for it, and whether we had the appetite to fund it was the second thing, but there was a demand. And so the Retirement Trust, back in 2019, working with our record keeper Empower, came up with a solution where we looked at our employees. We have 1,800 employees. 1,650 are in our 401k plan, and 150 aren't. And we're doing a 50% match of the first six, and we always scratched our head to say, why aren't these other people there? And so most of them said, hey, look, I bought a house, I bought a car, I have student debt. I really can't afford to have any money withdrawn from a 401k. And we have an auto enroll where you're automatically enrolled and have to opt out. And so when we said we'd offer this solution, we viewed it as a way for us to distinguish ourselves, this is KCI, from others, in that we're offering this student debt solution that possibly others wouldn't. And this might be the one thing that might help us recruit college graduates who are coming out with loads of student debt. So, you know, we offered this program, and 50 of them enrolled. And the program is simple in that, you know, because they can't afford to take their own personal money and put it in to get the match, we have it set up that if they use the student debt solution, we will put 3% of their pay into a 401k plan for them and basically start their 401k plan. All they have to do is demonstrate that they're paying at least 1% of their income, into a student debt program, all administered by the record keeper Empower. And in doing so, we kickstart their retirement planning, which they don't think of when they're 22 years old. And we, in addition, we give them a benefit. So you might say, well, what does this have to do with repaying student debt? And they say, well, think about this. When you do put money in a 401k, you have the ability to borrow 50% of it. Up to $50,000. And so if they wanted to use that money to pay the student debt off early, they could. And we wouldn't recommend that because there's a double taxation thing that occurs when you do it. And so we just looked at it and said, hey, let's see how many people we go. We snagged 50 of them. We still don't have 100, but 100 of them aren't all students. They could be people later in life. And this solution was ideal. And again, I was surprised that the number was so high.
But you know, it's amazing because you're right. When, especially when you're starting out, you know, it's my case, you know, the back of your mind, you know that you should be putting money away because it's the smartest financial thing you could possibly do. Because you start putting it in, you know, you got the tax shelter from it. It starts compounding over time. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, you have an apartment, maybe you buy a house, you got a car, you have expenses. How are you going to juggle all that? But it's still invest for the future, but still pay your student loans.
Yes.
So having a situation like this where you are almost incentivized, you know, is you have an actual incentive to start saving for retirement. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, you have this freedom to potentially use this if you wish for your student loans is significant. And it is a differentiator in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. If you're able to say, oh, here's an added benefit that, you know, not many other firms are doing right now.
Right.
It's definitely going to attract, especially now with people coming out of college or advanced degrees with, you know, significant debt. You know, it's definitely a carrot.
We see it as that and as a solve, but we also look at it, you know, I had kids and they were graduating. We asked them to take on some debt so they had some skin in the game.
Well, that's the other thing too. So you have to have to take on the debt so you can actually start establishing yourself.
Right. But this solution, in all honesty, it kickstarts retirement early because if you wait, and you can wait, you can wait till you're 30, you can wait till you're 35. But again, the actuaries tell you they want you to be putting 15% of your pay into some retirement plan, assuming that you're not going to have to depend on Social Security.
Exactly.
And this thing allows them to kickstart their thing. Think of this also. It's an instant 50% return on what they contribute. So they don't even have to worry about the market. They're 50% ahead just because of the company match if they were to get there. When they get there later in life, they will actually get into the program. And once they're in, they never leave. We found that's a very, very effective way.
I would really encourage everyone to take a look at this program with the trust. Lydia Zabricki over at BIT or out of the
Retirement Trust.
Retirement Trust. My apologies. I've been swimming in acronyms this morning, and it's the Retirement Trust. The person to reach out to at 559-284-0370. And really would recommend you reach out to her. But I also want to talk about just the trust in general because it's something that you've been involved in. And you know, we had our executive committee meeting earlier in the week, and we talked about, you know, we had kind of a presentation by all the trusts to talk about exactly how everything's going and membership numbers. If there are members out there or firms that, you know, really should be considering the retirement trust, you know, what would you say is probably the most impactful thing that they need to know to consider coming over to the trust?
So it's a simple proposition. However, when I make the proposition, I'll give you the caveat at the end. And the simple proposition is that this is where you can get the highest returns, lowest cost funds that are monitored by others so that you don't have to monitor them. You have a variety. You can go into fixed income. You can go into lifestyle funds. You can go into high cap, large cap, mid cap, et cetera, all being monitored by someone because people don't have time to do that. They ignore retirement. They spend more time on fantasy football rosters than they do on retirement, but the retirement is important to them. So again, highest return, lowest cost things is what we have. Being professionally monitored by professionals, Cap Trust is our, you know, investment advisor. They do the things. I'm about to retire and I'm going to leave my money in that trust because it's there. Now, the caveat is that everyone that is in a 401k typically has a relationship with a broker or somebody like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's difficult to break away from. Mm-hmm. However, all I can do is tell you that when you look at our funds, if our cost basis for fees at KCI is around 42 basis points. Mm-hmm. Before we went to the retirement trust, our cost basis with another competitor was 115 basis points.
And that's so what I heard. It's the level of analysis and the level, and by no means am I a financial expert. My wife is the CFO. I know that and I accept it, you know, and but I understand that the level of analysis, research, and just client service, not only to the individual investors and the employees, but also at the firm level,
Right.
You're kind of getting a protection and you have a blanket kind of just a very high level of monitoring, analysis, and reporting that you wouldn't get unless you signed up at a white shoe financial firm that you're paying significantly more for.
Yes, no doubt. The other thing I would mention is that there's also a no look type of option where if you go into a target date fund that is, say, 70% equities, 30% bonds, as you age, it will decrease the amount of equity, increase the amount of bonds, being more conservative. And for the casual investor who doesn't want to look at Morningstar reports and look at things like you were just talking about, this is an opportunity where you can say, I'm just going to put it in the lifestyle fund. I'm retiring in 2065. Yeah. So I'm going to put it in the 2065 fund. And then you never have to look at it again.
Yeah.
And most people don't.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, yeah, it's very important. I mean, the level of financial literacy in the country, I mean, it's not exactly where it should be. And nobody really spends that much time looking at, you know, the details of the equities market.
Yes.
Right? We know Amazon's up. We know Tesla's up. We hear about, oh, my God, Elon Musk is worth, you know, $250 billion. Outside of that, we don't really know. You don't really have the time to do that. And you're right. If you have that level of trust, being able to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to go from the more volatile, you know, accounts because I'm far away from retirement, but now I'm going to move back into more of the conservative, you know, funds and let that go. I mean, that, you know, having an advisor out there that is going to be able to make sure that you're protected in the best possible way.
Sure.
And therefore, depending, and full disclosure, I mean, ACEC does use retirement trust.
Sure, you're in it.
I do have access. I do have the back end. I've been on the back end tools, and the level individually of calculating, planning with sliders to say, okay, this is the date, this is the gap, this is what I need to do to actually fill that gap. It demystifies it a lot for people who aren't, you know, reading the Wall Street Journal every single day.
Sure. And I would comment that, so like the record keeper that the retirement trust uses is Empower, not a household name, but they're number two in the country.
Yeah.
They're only behind Fidelity as a record keeper with assets under management. Mm-hmm. And one might ask also to say, well, gosh, if this is so good, why doesn't everybody do it?
Yeah.
And the answer is volume, that the retirement trust is managing over $2.7 billion of assets.
Yeah.
And when you have that much assets, you can buy higher performing, lower cost funds.
Yeah.
And whereas an individual investor, if you would go to a broker, you're going to be paying higher cost.
Yeah.
You may have decent returns also, but you're going to be paying a higher cost for it because you're only a small chunk of money. The retirement trust is in a bunch of these collective investment trusts that are the lowest cost things you can find.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I would really encourage everyone to take a look at the retirement trust and also to take a look at this program, because if you're trying to get new employee, you know, just right now, Jenny Clark is doing the general session talking about the challenge of hiring the best talent, talking about culture, talking about the labor shortage, talking about how hard it is to find and retain talent. If you can find a differentiator that just edges out a competitor and a benefit like the student debt solution could be that differentiator.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something to really take a look at. So check out the business of the ACEC Retirement Trust. And Tara, I really do appreciate you joining on, coming on the program this morning, and hope you've had a good conference so far.
Wonderful. It's wonderful. It's great to be in Florida.
Yeah, isn't it?
Great to be together, too.
It's great to be together, but this is not bad.
Yes.
You know, this is for those of us not watching on the video, and the video is a new thing that we're starting to do, but we're behind a big glass panel wall of just palm trees and the Gulf of Mexico right behind us. So, so close, but yet so far out of reach. But Terry, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Jeff.
And this has been another episode of Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies. We will see you real soon.